15 years ago in 2006. And their leader is Anne Lovell, who we will see leading us in our drumming. And they are quite a group because they do all kinds of things in the Nashville area for civic leaders and one thing another, but they just meet every week. And the main thing is they specialize in West African drumming. What's really good about that is that some of these West African rhythms that they do are now extinct and nobody plays them, but they have put this treasured music up for us, and we are grateful that they are continuing so we don't lose these wonderful West African rhythms. So we invite you to go along with their drumming and do your own or right there on your desktop or whatever, because the joy is joining them, and you will love to lift your spirit with their drumming, and we are so happy. Let's go. Let's go drumming. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. I really appreciate that introduction. Can you all hear me? I'm not popping up through speaker view.
You're a little soft on the volume.
Okay. Well, let me speak up more. That's not how. There we go. Hey. Okay, now can you hear me better or not? No, too low?
If you could go into your Zoom settings and just in the settings for audio and increase your input volume.
Yeah, I could. That's going to ruin the drumming though. I'll tell you, how does this work? Okay, do you hear me better now?
Yes.
Better? Is that okay or not?
It's Anne, it's a little better. For those of you, just to give you kind of an insight here, we worked for quite a while with Anne and Sue Ellen to try to get the drums, so it would work, which is hard over Zoom. So the problem that we have is that we're gonna have to sacrifice something to get to the drumming piece. So, Anne, you're just going to have to really project, and you all can turn up your volume the best you can. Well, if you're moving, you've already moved, so you'll have to, okay, just go ahead, go with it.
Yeah, let's, can you basically hear me now, right? Do I have a thumbs up anywhere? Yeah, okay, great. Okay. Well, thank you, Suzanne, for that introduction, and thank you, Shelley, and your team for putting together this wonderful event. I love looking out and seeing all your beautiful faces. So now it's time to mix up the energy with some drumming. We are Sue Ellen and Anne from Wild Bodama, but we are just a slice of Wild Bodama. The entire group is about 20 women, and for any performance, we'll probably have about 15 drummer women. So Sue Ellen and I are going to do some live drumming with you now. And then at the end of our segment, we'll show you a short video clip so you can see what the whole group looks like in a pre-COVID setting. West Africa's pride in their musical culture and their eagerness to share it is why we're here today playing West African music. Starting in the 1950s, as West Africans began performing internationally, those who heard their music wanted to be able to play it. So West African instructors started teaching first in Europe and then throughout the world. So we don't play in isolation. We are part of a vast network of drumming women and men who are sharing the rich West African rhythms with students and audiences. And today we bring you a rhythm called Kuku, and it comes from the Manian people of Southeast Guinea. All rhythms were originally played for a specific purpose, such as working in the fields or welcoming visitors to the village. The rhythm Kuku was traditionally played when women would fish on the river, and afterwards they would celebrate their catch by dancing with their fishing nets. So please join us if you have a djembe or another percussion instrument. Everyone will be muted except us, but we will certainly feel your drumming energy coming through. the djembe pattern for cuckoo is slap bass, tone tone, slap bass, tone tone, slap bass, tone tone. And we often use phrases to help us remember the patterns. And the phrase we're using for this one is, I love to drum. I love to drum, I love to drum, slap bass, tone tone. Okay, and then we have all rhythms have multiple parts. So we have a second djembe part. And that one is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Tone tone, slap, tone tone, slap, tone tone, slap, tone tone, slap. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Now Sue Ellen is going to be playing three different bass drums at once, and you'll see him when I move out of the way. And her part kind of combines the three bass parts together. And I'll have her play it now, and then we'll play it together. Great, great. Thank you, Sue Ellen. Okay, you ready to drum? Here we go. We'll let Sue Ellen start, and then we'll join in. Dancing and drumming with me. Yay. Thank you so much. I think that was about 7 minutes. We have about a 2-minute video clip. So Leslie, if we want to go to that now, I think that'd be a good timing.
Great. Leslie.
Yeah, Leslie, there was some sort of weird thing. I didn't have sound. Some women had sound and others did not, including me. Would there be a, what would we have done wrong, or what do you think that was about?
I have the settings set for screen sharing with sound, and I was getting it on my end. How many people were not getting it?
Yeah, me neither.
Okay, who was getting it?
Did you have to have speaker view on?
Got it.
I got sound.
It must be on.
I got both.
I was on gallery.
I had both.
You had both. You did get the sound with the with the video.
Yes, and the video. Yes.
And were you on speaker or gallery?
Gallery.
Oh, I was on speaker view, so maybe that was my problem.
I was on speaker and I had sound.
Yeah, I had both here. And I was on speaker view too.
Yeah,
I was on speaker view. I had sound.
I was on gallery and I didn't have any sound. I did have video.
Okay, well, we'll get it figured out for next time, but thank you so much, Wild Bodama. Woo! And they are a fun group, wild and crazy. I travel down there and do chant shops with them, so we have a good time.
Can we have the link to that video so that we can, those of us who didn't hear it, can watch it later?
I can give you that, yes.
Thank you.
Okay, Albie, you're up.
Thank you.
Hello, and welcome once again. So far, so good. Everything is wonderful. I don't know who that is walking. Okay.
I'm Sarah in Miami.
Sarah, you should mute yourself.
I was mute. Sorry. I'll remute. Sorry.
Anyway.
What's the view? Block out the camera.
Should I speak?
Why? Yes.
Okay. Well, we're up for our next entertainer today, our next singer-songstress, and that would be Melanie D'Amour. I have to say that I had the honor of meeting her a couple of weeks ago over Zoom, and I was so thoroughly impressed, and I think you two, you all will be also. Here's a little information about her. Melanie D'Amour. She is a Grammy-nominated singer and composer, a choral conductor, music director, and vocal activist. She believes in the power of voices raised together. Now, in her presentations, Melanie beautifully brings her participants together through her music and commentary. She facilitates vocal and stick-pounding workshops for professional choirs, community groups, as well as directing numerous choral organizations in the Bay Area. She is a featured presenter of Speak Out, the Institute for Social and Cultural Change, and was a founding member of the Grammy-nominated ensemble Linda Tillery and the Cultural Heritage Choir. She became music director for Obeya Opera by Nicole Brooks as part of the Luminato Festival in 2019. She's a charter member of Kate Munger's Threshold Choirs and conducts song circles with the emphasis on the voice as a vessel for healing. In her own words, a song can hold you up when there seems to be no ground beneath you. I present to you Melanie D'Amour.
Good day, fam. And Renee, so good to see your face, my singing sister. How's everybody doing? Good to see you, baby. It's been a while. Hi, everyone. It is so, that's right. That grin at me. This is good. So I have just a little bit of time with you, and thank you, Albie, my sister. Folks, we have lots of reasons to sing. And I think about songs as being food and medicine. And we are all keepers and holders of song. And there's only one qualification that you have to have in order to sing. And sing with me and sing anytime. Here's the only qualification. Pay close attention. You must be breathing. That's it. That's it. And know that the very first song that you sang was the very first sound when you were born. I'm just saying, you've been singing since you got here. Keep singing. So, let's start with this one. So I'm going to do a little bit of, we're going to massage our lungs here. So you just do it, you can either do this, because one of my things, I've been very fortunate, I do body percussion and all that other stuff. You can either do that, or you can do together, left, right, left, together, left, right, left, together, left, right, left. Everything we've been dealing with, family, in this last almost year is all about the breath. Right? Together, left, right, left, or one, two, three, ba, ba, ba. Now, all about the breath. I can't breathe. We can't breathe on each other. We're holding our breath. The planet is struggling to breathe. So this piece is like this. Blessings whenever you breathe. Sing that with me. Here we go. Blessings whenever you breathe. Blessings whenever you breathe. Your turn. Here we go. Blessings whenever you breathe. That's the first line. You're good? So blessings whenever you breathe. The next line is the same words, but it goes like this. Blessings whenever you breathe. Sing that with me. Here we go. Blessings whenever you breathe. Next line goes like this. Blessings whenever you breathe. Sing that with me. Go. Blessings whenever you breathe. Last line. Blessings all around. Go. Blessings all around. All right. So blessings whenever you breathe. You sing it three times, and it's all right to move your body. It's actually recommended. So you just want to get your shway on, and don't Don't pat yourself too hard. Go easy. Don't leave a mark. Here we go all together. And blessings whenever you breathe. Blessings whenever you breathe. Blessings whenever you breathe. Blessings all around. Again, blessings whenever you breathe. Take a deep breath. Blessings whenever you breathe. Blessings whenever you breathe. Blessings all around. Bless your hearts, your tender, tender hearts. Bless your hearts. Blessings whenever you breathe. Blessings whenever you breathe. Sing nice and loud. Blessings whenever you breathe. Blessings whenever you breathe. Blessings all around. Blessings all around. Blessings all around. Excellent. Shake it out. Blessings whenever you breathe. That means in and out. If you constantly, if your intention is clear, you just breathe it in, breathe it out, then you're good. You're good. You're covered. And so my session is about, you know, keeping yourself together through song, through difficult times, and I do believe that's where we are now. I do believe that's where we are now. And song has always been a part of getting through those tough times. And we're now in a time of celebrating Dr. King and celebrating, I mean, let's face it, we got a sister who's the vice president, okay? That's right. But family, the work has just begun. The work has just begun. We've won a couple of skirmishes, but the work has just begun. So we got to keep ourselves together, and song is one of the things that does that. And so I want us to do this one together. I have sticks, pounding sticks, from the Gullah South Sea Islands of the U.S. I specialize in that. I was very fortunate to be the bass singer and the stick pounder with Linda Tillery and the Culture Heritage Choir. We were some badass mamma jammers, I just got to tell you. The CHC, badass mamma jammers. And so we're going to do a song that you all know. And these are all songs that you sing these songs are in every movement. And baby, we got to be in the street. We got to be in the street. Our job now is to stay awake, keep our eyes open and our hearts open, and understand, family, that all the change that needs to happen in our country cannot happen without you. Please nod your head. Nod it. It cannot change without you. We've been doing it forever, but we need all of you to make the change. And that means you got to be brave enough to be scared shitless and do the work anyway. Excellent. So we're going to start with a song that you all know, then we're going to bump into the stick pounding, and you're to sing as loud as you can. Okay? And you all know this song, and this is the thing that we all have to do. You got to be brave enough to let this happen. And so that is, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. You know that this little light, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All around the world, all around the world, I'm gonna let it shine. You know that all around, all around, I'm gonna let it shine. All around the world, Now, in the Gullah tradition from the South Sea, the Gullah South Sea Islands of the United States around Georgia, Florida, and South Carolina, this rhythm is part of their life and their breath. And when it starts to feel real good, the tempo picks up. And when it starts to feel real good, the people would feel their power and their connection to their ancestors. And when it started to feel real good, they felt that they had more strength to deal with the things that were coming after them. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. You know that everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. You know that this little light, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light, this little light, this little light, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light, I'm gonna let it shine. Come on now. This little light, this little light, this little light, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light, this little light, this little light, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light, this little light, this little light, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, 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 let it shine, 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 let it shine, 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 let it shine, shine. That's how it goes. Yes. It is our job to let it shine. And to remember that light. And please let me know how my time thing is here. But I want to do this one that that is also about light. A few weeks ago here in California, where I live in Oakland, we had that weird, horrible, horrible weather here, where the sky was just maybe one shade lighter than me at noon. And the streetlights came on at noon. There was so much smoke and ash in the air. And people were so disoriented out there in the world, it was just, you know, I could tell people could not feel themselves and they could not orient themselves. You could just tell they were wandering. And I realized, I thought to myself, you know, even though I can't see it, I know there is sun. And in these times, it is so important because there's so much crap and noise and stuff coming at us that we have to remember what we know. And so I'll sing it through once and then you join me, okay? So I just want you to listen for the first part and then I'll let you know. So it goes like this. I know there is sun. I know there is sun. I know there are stars in the sky. I know there is sun. I know there is sun. I know there are stars in the sky. It's not what we see, it's what we know. It's not what we see, it's what we know. And I know there is sun. I know there is sun. I know
there are stars in the sky. And it's not what we see, it's what we know. It's not what we see, it's what we know. And I know there is sun. I know there is sun. I know there are stars in the sky.
Yeah. We know so much more than what we see. Especially these days. And you know, I write the songs, the medicine that I need. And that was the medicine I needed that day. So put that one in your kit. Put that one in your medicine kit. By the way, you all look spectacular. It is so good to see you. So we're going to end. I think I have just enough time for one more song before we go. And I think I'm coming back this evening to throw a couple of other things your way. So I thought that I would end with a song that I call Hold Everybody Up. You know, back in the day, for 9 years, I directed the Oakland Community Children's Choir. Brace yourself. 428 first, second, and third graders. Just take a moment. Mm-hmm. Yes, been to lots of little kids. And they were so great. Miss Melody, we're so glad to see you. I'd say, that's just great. How are you? I'm so excited, I have to sing. I'm like, okay, that's really good. And so I would write songs for them that were not stupid. There are a lot of music written for kids that treats them like they're idiots. And so I wrote stuff for them that was fun to sing and meant something. Because I would write songs that I hoped that they could use for the rest of their lives out there to call them up when they needed them. So this is Hold Everybody Up. And it takes your hands like this. And whenever you say the word up, you go up. If I say up, up, you go up, up. It's cool. And you'll get it. We got to hold everybody, and I'll sing the chorus, the verse in between, and then we'll all hold everybody up. Here we go. We got to hold everybody. Sing with me. Don't worry about it. You'll get it. We got to hold everybody. We got to hold everybody up. We got to hold everybody. We got to hold everybody up. Hold everybody up, up, up. Hold everybody up, up, up. Hold everybody up, up, up. Hold everybody up, and then we clap. That's good. Because here's a call, the verse. Just because you look like you and I look like me, it doesn't mean we can't be friends. You're not my enemy. So we gotta hold everybody. We gotta hold everybody up. We gotta hold everybody. We gotta hold everybody up. Hold everybody up, up, up. Hold everybody up, up, up. Hold everybody up, up, up. Hold everybody up. And then we clap again. People all around the world sometimes feel so sad. But when others show they care, well, things don't seem so bad. So we gotta hold everybody. We gotta hold everybody up. We gotta hold everybody. We gotta hold everybody up. Hold everybody up, up, up. Hold everybody up, up, up. Hold everybody up, up, up. Hold everybody up. So we thank you, Reverend Dr. King, for showing us what love can bring. Thank you, Madiba,
for lifting up South Africa. We gotta hold everybody. We gotta hold everybody up. We gotta hold everybody. We gotta hold everybody up. Hold everybody up, up, up. Hold everybody up, up, up. Hold everybody up, up. Big finish. Hold everybody up. And the crowd goes wild. And little kids.
We gotta hold everybody. We gotta hold everybody up.
That's how they sounded. Thank you for letting me hang out with you. Hold each other up. Take care of yourself. Thanks, Shell.
Thank you.
Let me be a part of this.
Oh, such a pleasure to have you, Melanie. Thank you so much. We'll see you tonight. Can't wait to see you again.
I'll be back.
All right. Love you much. Yep. Take care.
Take it easy, Renee. Bye, baby.
All righty. So thank you so much. And Suzanne, are you ready?